Whilst I was on my recent sabbatical, the shul introduced the notion of having occasional chicken soup kiddushim on Friday night, and I discovered that's also a trend in many other shuls also, that on Friday nights they have a bit of a communal kiddush after the service. When we say chicken soup kiddush, we don't mean making kiddush over the chicken soup, we make kiddush over the wine, but then they serve chicken soup afterwards. And this is halakhically acceptable, but there are just a few points that need to be flagged up. So the first is the question of kiddush b'makom seuda. The rule that when one makes kiddush, whether it's on Friday night or Shabbat day, kiddush has to be in the context of some sort of meal. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph learns this out from the pasuk of Karata l'Shabbat Oneg, you shall proclaim Shabbat as a delight. And the Rashbam explains, "B'makom shata korei l'Shabbat, kloma kriyat kiddush," in the place where you make the declaration about Shabbat, i.e., you make kiddush. Shamtei oneg, that's where you have to have the delight, the enjoyment of Shabbat. And oneg Shabbat is having a seuda. So we've discussed this on previous occasions. Doesn't mean to say that you necessarily need to sit down to a full formal seuda, and you don't even need to have Hamotzi and Lecha Mishnah, but what one does need to have is at least a mezonot of cake or biscuits or the like. The Shulchan Aruch in Simrei Shayin Gimel Seif Hay says, "Afilu achal davar muat or shata kos yain shechayav alav bracha." Even if you ate just a small amount, that would be mechayiv you in a bracha achrona, so a kazayit, or you had a glass of wine or a beer that you're going to have to say bracha charona over, then yatzai de kiddush b'makom seuda, you fulfilled your obligation of having kiddush in the context of a meal. And we apply this, as I say, on Shabbat morning as well, Shabbat morning kiddush in shul. Everybody needs to make sure that they have at least a kazayit of mezonot. So on a Friday night chicken soup kiddush, if all that's being served is chicken soup and whiskey, so then that's not going to be sufficient. There needs to be knedlach in the chicken soup, or lokshon, or at least enough mezonot so that everybody present is able to eat a kazayit and say a bracha achrona afterwards. Some shuls have whiskey and sushi kiddush, so even though the sushi might be a bracha borei minei mezonot, nevertheless, that's it's after bracha, it's only borei nefashot, so therefore it wouldn't count. So that's the first important thing to flag up, that anybody who's participating in this kiddush needs to have a kazayit of mezonot. If they're not going to do that, you know, they don't want knedlach or they don't want to have cake at this stage, whatever, so then they can't participate and they should wait till they get home and have kiddush. Question that I've been asked many times by people in our shul and in other shuls as well, you know, can you really do this on Friday night? Everybody knows we do this on Shabbat day, that we just have mezonot and that counts as kiddush b'makom seuda. Can you really do it on Friday nights as well? So the answer is definitely yes. Where does this halacha come up in the Shulchan Aruch that you, it's all right if you just eat a kazayit of mezonot? It's in Simrei Shayin Gimel. Simrei Shayin Gimel is the halachot of Friday night kiddush, and there's no difference in this regard between Friday night kiddush and Shabbat day kiddush. Indeed, some people in the winter, they like, you know, if they get home from shul at 4:30, 4:45, they don't want to sit down to dinner right away, but they want to have a bite to eat, a cup of coffee, whatever it is, so they go home, they can make kiddush and make borei minei mezonot, have a piece of cakes and biscuits and have a drink and whatever, and then get to, you know, eat their dinner at 8 o'clock in the evening if they want. Other people like to be asleep by 8 o'clock in the evening on a winter Friday night, but it's certainly permissible to do that. The other thing which is important to flag up is, what about making kiddush again when you get home? So if the whole family's been in shul on, you know, whether it's just a single person or it's a married couple or family with children as well, whatever it is, for everybody who's going home to eat dinner has participated in the Kiddush at Shul, so then you don't need to make Kiddush again when you get home. And in actual fact, you shouldn't. If you were to make Kiddush again, it would be a bracha levatala, because you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush in Shul. One could make a shamru Kiddush at the table when one gets home, and there could be perhaps some benefit in that notion of being kaveh the suda on the yayin, but certainly the nusach of the Friday night Kiddush and the long bracha one wouldn't repeat. If, however, some of the family has been to Shul Friday night and some hasn't, so not everybody's participated, then Kiddush needs to be made at the dinner table to be motzi the people who haven't yet had Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Dalet says that a person can make Kiddush for others, afal pishuino yotze, even though he's not being yotze, either because he's going to go on somewhere else and have his meal and make Kiddush in that context there, or because he's already been yotze in Shul. That's however the Shulchan Aruch says for husheinam yodim. That's provided that the other people don't know how to make Kiddush. So let's say you've got a couple. The man went to Shul Friday night and the woman didn't, and he's had his chicken soup Kiddush in Shul. He comes home and his wife hasn't yet had Kiddush. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be better that she makes Kiddush rather than he makes Kiddush, because he's already been yotzei. So why should he make Kiddush when she's still got where he's got no real chiyuv any longer, whereas she has? Mr. Brewer brings down the Pre-Chadash, who argues and says, no, even if the other members of the family can make Kiddush for themselves, person who's already made Kiddush can make it on their behalf. It seems that Mishnah Berurah holds that b'diavad, that's certainly the case. But Mishnah Berurah also seems to think that l'chatchila, if one of the people around the table who hasn't yet been yotzei can make Kiddush on behalf of everybody else, that would be the best way to do it. Ad kan.